Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Nun. The Gemara brings the Mishnah that says that a Nazir is Megaleach on a Kezayis Netzel. And the Braisa says that Netzel is Basar Hameis Shekarash. It's flesh from the decomposed mace that was karash, that congealed into a gel-like substance. And a nazir is megaleach on the kezayis of netzel. The Gemara says, hey chidami, if we don't know that this came from the mace, ki karash mayhavi, what's the difference that it congealed? And if you do know that it came from the mace, so afagav deloy karash, even if it didn't congeal, still it is netzel min hameis, it should be mitame. And the Gemara's Maskana, Reb Yirmiyah, says that we're talking about Bistam, and therefore, Ikarash Moihelu. If it is Karash, that's a simen that it is fluid that comes from the Basar Hameis. That is Netzel Min Hameis. But if it's Loi Karash, then Dilmo Kichoi Vineyayu. It's not Metame, and a Nazir is not Megaleach on it, because maybe it's Kichoi Vineyoy. What is Kichoi Vineyoy? So Rashi in Bava Kama, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, says that Kichoi is the saliva of the mouth, and neoy is the lechas hachoitim, the mucus that comes from the nose. Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, argues on Rashi, and says that they are both secretions from the mouth. Just neoy means that it comes out very easily from the peh, al yedei nanua. With the slightest movement, he could extract that saliva. Kichoy is a lashon of using more koyach. That is hayoytzei min hagorin bekoyach. That's what comes from the throat only after more effort to extract that liquid. Ba'al kolpanim kichoy v'neoy are fluids that come from the mace, and memela they are not mitame. As Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen over here brings, that the Gemara in Chulin says, mashkin hayoytzin min hameis einon av hatoma. That's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz. What he's referring to is a Braisa in Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, that says, kol mashke hameis tohoirin chutz midamoy. Besides the blood of the mace, all other mashkin that come from the mace are tohoirin. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen is that they're not an av hatumah, but it's clear that he's referring to this Braisa in Chulin that says the Lashon of tohoirin, and the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph, is mavur lehedya, that when it says in the Braisa the Lashon of Tahirin, it doesn't just mean that it's not an Avatoma, that it means that it's Tahar Mamish. And therefore, if this is considered, if we assume that it's Kichoy Vineyoy, therefore it's not Mitame. The Mefarish over here in Dibur HaMaschil Amr Reb Yirmiyah says the Etzam Lashon of that Braisa in Chulin, Techol HaMashkim HaYoytzim Yimeis Tahirim Chutz Min Hadam. Al Koponim, if we're not sure whether it's Kichoy Vineyoy or whether it's actually Netzel from the decomposed flesh of the mace, so the Simon to decide for us what it is if it's karash. If it's congealed, then we know it is netzel min hameis. And if it's not karash, then we say dilma kichoy v'neyoy. The Be'er Moshe here points out that it comes out that Rabbi Yirmiyah is arguing with the Makshan in the Metzius. The Makshan said that if it's Karash, my Havi, it could still be Kichoy V'neoy, because the Metzius is that even the saliva and the mucus of a person could be Karash. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is arguing and saying that the Metzius is not like that. If it's Karash, if it congeals, that's a Simen Muvok, that it's Netzel Min Hameis, and it's not Kichoy V'neoy, because the Metzius is that the Kichoy V'neoy is not going to congeal. And in the Chidushei Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen over here, he's ma'orer that makes this pshat a doichik, because Rabbi Yirmiyah is bol listor divrei hamakshin, that he says, the ein hadover k'moisha haya oimer. Rabbi Yirmiyah is being soiser the metzias that the makshin assumed as a dover pashat. And therefore Rabbeinu Peretz has an alternative girsa here in the Gemara, al kopana, but lefi our girsa, lefi the pshat of the Tosis and the Rosh, this is what comes out from the Gemara, that the Gemara initially thought that even if it's kichay v'neoy, it could congeal. And at the end, we say that if it's bistam, if it's karash, then we know it's moyelhu and it's the netzel and not the kichay v'neoy. Only if it's loy karash, then we say dilmo kichay v'neoy. The Lashon HaGemara is that if it's loy karash, dilmo kichay v'neoy, maybe it's kichay v'neoy. So the Keren Oira and the Svasemis over here in our sugya are medayik from this Lashon HaGemara, that even if it is not Karash, it's not Vadai Kichoy V'neoy. It's a suffix. Maybe it's kichay v'neyoy. All the Gemara is saying is that a nazir is not megaleach on it, because in order for a nazir to be considered a nazir tamei, to be soise the nazirus and to be megaleach and bring the karbanis of nazirus tuma, that has to be that it's vadai. And only if it's karash do we say that it's vadai, the netzel, the kazayis netzel of the mace. But if it's not karash, then dilma kichay v'neyoyu, it's a suffix. But says the Karen Oira and the Sfasemis as well, since midei safik lo yatza, so it's still usher for a nazir and for a kayin for that matter as well, to come in contact with this secretion, with this fluid. Because even though it's not clearly netzel, but it's not clearly kichay v'neyay as well, it's a safik. And if it's a safik, so lechatchila, he should not come in contact with it. And that's the diuk from the Lashon of the Gemara, dilma kichay v'neyay hu. However, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and the Minchas Chinuch as well, in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Ois Tezayin, say that this is really a machloikas rishonim, because the Mefarish in our Gemara Taka is Goyris Dilma Kichay V'nei Hu, and says that it's maybe, it's a safik. So then the Karen Oira and the Svasemis would be right, that even though it's, a Nazir is not Megaleach on it, because maybe it's Kichay V'nei, but since it might after all be the Netzel of the mace, therefore, Chatchili cannot be Metami to it. However, Toisviz Dibur HaMaschil Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says in Nusach, V'iloi Karash Kichay V'nei Hu. Tosis doesn't even bring down the word Dilma. As a matter of fact, in the Chidush Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyin over here, it's mashma that Tosis wasn't goyris the word Dilma in the Gemara. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch and the Mishnah Lamelech point out that according to the understanding of Tosis, if he had a different girso, or at least the pshat that Tosis understood in the Gemara means to say that if it did not congeal, that we can assume bevadai that it's not kichoy, that it's kichoy v'neyoy, and it's not the netzel min ames. And if that's the case, Tosis would hold that a nazir and a kohen are allowed to come in contact with the netzel min ames, even lechatchila, not just that ein hanazir megaleach aleha, if it's not karash. If it's not karash, the halach is that they could be metami lechatchila according to Shitas Tosis, because it does not have a din that it's metami a person. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis over there in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph says an interesting lashon. He says, "V'im loy karsha, if the fluid did not congeal, eino metama, it's not metami. Shema kichoy v'neyayu, because maybe it's kichoy v'neyayu." And the Mishnah Lamelech asks that the Lashon of the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Mineu be, the Lashon eino metama sounds like, not just the Lashon, but the actual din, that if it's not Karash, it's Eino Mitama. It sounds like that it's not just saying, Lagabi a Nazir, that a Nazir is not Megaleach on it. The Rambam is not even talking in Hilchas Nazirus, he's talking in Hilchas Tumas Meis. And he's saying, Eino Mitama, it's Mashma B'Torah's Vadai, that he's not Mitame. But then the Rambam, when he explains why it's not Mitame, says, Kushema Kichay V'neyayu. So it's Mashma like the Metzias of our Girsa, like the Mefarish, and like the Karen Oira and the Svasemis Amadayev, that it's only maybe Kichay. But it is, after all, maybe Netzel min Ames also. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, so then why do we say that Eina Mitama, that it's not Mitame, which is Mashma like Toisvis? L'chayra, it should be like all Safik Tuma. That the rule is that Safik Tuma Bishus HaRabim is Sveikai Tar, but Safik Tuma Bishus HaYachid is Sveikai Tame. So why does the Rambam say, V'im loy Karsha, Eina Mitama, that it's definitely not Mitama? And because of this, the Mishnah Lamelech wants to suggest that Davar Chadosh Bidas HaRambam. And he says that since the din of Kizayis Netzel is a halacha l'moshe misinai, it could be the halacha l'moshe misinai was only said when it's bevadai netzel. If it's bevadai netzel, then it's metame. But if it's a suffik netzel, like for example, if it's not congealed, then dilma kichay v'neyayu, maybe it's kichay v'neyay, memela, it's definitely not metame. Not just suffik not metame. It's definitely not metame, because the whole halacha l'moshe misinai that kizayis netzel min ames is metame is only if it's a vadai netzel, not if it's the metzias is that it's a suffik to people because it did not congeal. In which case it would come out that the Rambam is goyris in our Gemara dilma kichay v'neyayu, and says that in the metzias it's taka a suffik. It's a suffik if it's kichay v'neyay, or a suffik if it's netzel. But halacha l'maisa then he would say, like the Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Chinuch say, b'das ha-toisis, which is that we could assume vade that it's kichay v'neyoy. Not because the halacha, the metzias is that we could assume that it's kichay v'neyoy, but whenever there is a suffix that maybe it's not netzel, so then it doesn't have the halacha l'moshe misinai that it's metame. And memela, just like Tosfos would hold, that if it's not Karash, then a Nazir and a Kohen are allowed to go l'chatchila and touch it, because it's definitely Kichei V'Nei'ai, the Rambam would hold the same thing, that a Nazir and a Kohen are allowed to go touch it, but not because it's definitely Kichei V'Nei'ai. Even though it's only Shema Kichei V'Nei'ai, maybe it's Kichei V'Nei'ai, but then it's definitely not included in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Kazayis Netzel and Ameis, and therefore the din would be, according to the Rambam, not just that a Nazir is not Megaleach on it, but even l'chatchila, the Nazir and the Kohen are allowed to touch this kezayis of this fluid, since it is not karash. The Gemara then brings the suffix of Abaya, if yesh netzel lebehema or ein netzel lebehema. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil yesh netzel lebehema explains that this shaila is not said le'inyan giluach nazir, rather it's a shaila bichlal if the netzel of a behema has a din like the nevela of a behema, that it's metame b'maga uvamasa. In the Be'er Moshe here, he says that the words of Tosfos is taka davar pashut, because the Gemara says earlier on Daf Memches that a nazir is only mitgaleach when he becomes tamei from a nefesh adam, not when he becomes tamei from a nefesh behema. According to the Rabbanon, because a nefesh behema is not called nefesh meis, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, because only benefashos hamatamos bebia hakasav medaber, and a behema is not metamei ba'oyel. Ba'al kolpanim, therefore it's pashut that on the netzel ha-behema, a nazir is not megaleach. The whole shaila that Abaye asked Rabbah of yesh netzel ha-behema or ein netzel ha-behema is in general agabi the netzel of a behema, if it has a din of a nevela, that it is metame b'mago v'masa. What exactly is the suffix of Abaya, whether there's netzel of behema or not? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igris Moshe Eirechayim Chelek Aleph, in the part called Kachim Simen Chavches, says that the pshat in the suffix is as follows, and the Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogachover, and Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, says the same thing, Beloshen Kotzer, but the same Mahalach as Reb Moshe in the Suffolk of Abaya. And they explain that the Suffolk of Abaya was really, what is the Geder of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that a Netzel of an Adam, of a human mace, is Metame B'Chazayis. Is the Geder that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai taught us, that Netzel is Chashiv Kibasar, it's considered like the flesh of the mace? Or do we say that no, netzel is not kibasar, it's just a halacha l'moshe misina that there's a tumah chadasha, a new tumah called netzel of the adam ha-mace? The nafkamina would be with the netzel of behema. If the halacha l'moshe misina was megala to us that netzel also has the status of basar, so then who adin by a behema? The netzel of a behema would be like basar behema, which is metame like nevela. But if it's just a new tumah, really netzel is not considered like the flesh of the person, but it's just a tumah chadasha that's said by Adam, so then if that tumah chadasha was said halacha l'moshe misinai by human flesh, it's not said by a behema, and therefore the netzel of a behema would not be metamei kenevela. This is the pshat of the Igris Moshe and the Tzofnas Paneach. However, if you look carefully at Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Elo, Tosfos says that the suffix of the Gemara is mi havi netzel shel behema chashiv kibasa nevela oiloi gmiri netzel behema lehi chashiv kibasa. The Lashon HaTosfos is mashma that clearly the gedder of the halacha l'moshe misinai by an adam is that netzel is kibasa. The suffix of Abaya is, do we have halacha l'moshe misinai that netzel behema is also chashiv kibasa behema? In other words, we're not clearing about the geder of the halacha l'moshe misinai by Adam with a nafkamina l'gabi behema. By Adam, we know clearly that the halacha l'moshe misinai was that netzel is kibasar. The shaila is, was the halacha l'moshe misinai said only l'gabi netzel of a human, or was it said in general even to include the netzel of a behema? The Chidusha Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen over here says as well that Abaya was mistapik e netzel shel nevela chashiv kibasar, and the mashmas halashan is that the suffix is whether the netzel of a nevela is like basar. Surely the gather by an adam is that the netzel is considered kibasar. The shaila is, by a behema, was it said that halacha l'moshe misinai as well? And the truth is, the lashon ha-gemara is taka mashma that way. The lashon of the gemara is mi amrinon ki gemiri netzel da'asi mi adam. Do we say that the whole halacha l'moshe misinai was said about netzel that comes from an adam, from a human? Aval da'asi mi behema loy, idil maloishna. The mashmas of the Gemara, and a little clearer in the Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Peretz HaKohen, is mashma that the gedder of the halacha l'moishe misinai by netzel adam was not in question. That the gedder halacha l'moishe misinai is that netzel adam is considered like basar adam. Netzel min hameis is considered like basar min hameis. And therefore it's mitami b'chazayis. The whole shaila is this new din that halacha l'moishe misinai taught us, that netzel is kebasar, that without the halacha l'moishe misinai we would not know that. It's only the halacha l'moishe misinai that teaches us netzel kebasar. Was that gezocht kevarin only by an adam, or was that said in general that netzel is kebasar even in a way that includes behema? Rav Moshe and the Rogachover said that the suffix of the Gemara is even by the geder of the halacha l'moishe misinai of netzel adam, but the way we're saying it based on the lashon haGemara and the Rishayim is mashma that the suffix is specifically legabe the netzel of a behema. Was there a halacha l'moishe misinai said that netzel behema is like the baser behema as well? The Briskerov and the Chidushei Hagriz assumes as a davar pashut that the geder of the halacha l'moishe misinai by an adam is not that netzel is nechshav kebasar. It's definitely a tumah chadasha, which according to Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rogachover was one side of the Gemara, that the Gemara was clearing, is it kebasar or not? And the way we were saying it is that l'chayra, both sides of the Gemara assume that it's kebasar. The shaila is just, was it a halacha l'moishe misinai l'gabe behema as well? The Briskerov assumes that it's pasha that the halacha l'moishe misinai is teaching us a new tumah chadasha by netzel adam, and it's not the din of basar hameis. The Briskerov is just misupik. This din, this tumah chadasha that is taught to us in the halacha l'moishe misinai of netzel, does it have a shame tumas meis or not? It's definitely a new tumah called netzel, but is this in the category of Tumas Meis, or is it a whole new Shem Tuma and it's not Tumas Meis? And he says, the Briskerov says, that would really depend on the exact geder of what Tumas Meis is. If Tumas Meis means any Tuma that comes from the Meis, then yes, Netzel is a new Tuma, but it does Lamaisa come from the Meis, and therefore this new Tuma is Chad Shem, it's the same shame as Tumas Meis. But if the exact gedder of Tumas Meis is Tumas Basar Meha Meis, that it's Tumah from flesh of the Meis, so then since Netzel is clearly not considered Basar, it's just a Tumah Chadasha that Netzel Meha Meis is Metami, then it would not be with the same shame as Tumas Meis. But that's all based on the Briskerov's understanding that the Tumah of Netzel is a Tumah Chadasha and not Tumah Min HaMeis, and not it's not considered Kebasar. The Briskerov has a diuk from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, says that a Chatzi Kazai is Basar and a Chatzi Kazai is Netzel are Mitztarf in Ze Im Ze. If you have a half a Kazayis of Basar Meis and a half a Kazayis of Netzel Min HaMeis, it's Mitztarf Ze Im Ze. And therefore, it's mitami b'chazayis. Other tumos min hameis that the shear is not b'chazayis are not mitzdarif zem zeh, mepnei shaloi shavu b'shiureyen. But since kazayis basar, the shear is by basar is a kazayis, and the shear by netzel is a kazayis, so a chatzi zayis basar and a chatzi zayis netzel are mitzdarif in zem zeh. Says the Briskerov, why do we have to say they're mitzdarif in zem zeh? If it's the same shame tumah, then it is one thing. It's not mitzdarif zeim zeh. It's mashma that it's taka two shemois tuma. The shame tuma of basar min hameis, and that's the exact gather of tumas meis, basar min hameis, and the second tuma called tumas netzel, which is not tumas meis. It's a new shame tuma called tumas netzel. Just these two shemois of tuma are mitzdarif in zeim zeh. However, the Rambam over there says as well that kizayis basar from shnei meisim, from two meisim, are mitzdarif in zeim zeh. Now over there, clearly, it's the same shame tumah. We're talking about two hef kezesim of basar, just that it comes from two different mesim. So it's mashma that the Rambam will still call something being mitzdarif zeim zeh, even if it is the same shame tumah. And if that's the case, it could be that it's not clear from the Rambam that the Rambam is saying that it is a separate shame tumah. Really, it could be one shame tumah, a shame tumas meis. And surely, based on what we're being medayik from the Gemara, that the gedder of the halacha l'moishe misinai is that netzel is kebasar, then it's mamish kebasar hameis. So l'chayre, it is one shame tumah. Still, the Rambam says that it's mitztarif to show that just like two pieces of basar that come from two different mesim, but two pieces of flesh, mamish, they are mitztarif l'kezayis, says the Rambam, even chatzi kezayis basar and chatzi kezayis netzel, with which without the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, we would not have said that it has the geder of basar. It only has a geder of basar through the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So you might have thought that it's not mitztarif. On that, the Rambam teaches us that it's mitztarif, and it's not necessarily a raya muchrachas from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that they are two separate shemos tumah. Al kopanim, we learned in our sugya a suffix whether netzel behema is mitame or not. Is it mitame kenevela be mago v'masa? With different drachim in understanding the suffix of abaya, but that is the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to bring a raya and pushes away the raya. So at the end of the sugya, it's an ibaya deloy of shita. The Rambam in Hilchas Sha'ar Avos HaTumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, says Netzel Hanevela Safik Imitami Bechazayis Oyeno Imitami. Since it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita, the Rambam paskins that it's a Safik whether Netzel of Nevela is Mitami Bechazayis as well. The Rambam in over there in Hilchas Sha'ar Avos HaTumos in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph says that if a person eats Netzel of a Nevelas Oif Tahar, the rule is that the nevela of an oif tahar of a kosher bird, if someone eats it, it's metame bebeis ablia, it's metame him as he swallows it. So if someone eats the netzel of nevelas oif tahar, the Rambam says that that's clearly not metame him. That's tahar. The Kesef Mishnah explains that since in our sugya here in Nozir Daf Nun, it says that a netzel of a human being is metame, and the netzel of a behema is a safik, an ibaya deloy of shita, but we don't have mention of a netzel of an oif tahar. Therefore, the Rambam was medayik that by an oif tahar and other balei chayim, the din is that there is no halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai of netzel b'chlal. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, Ois Yud Aleph, says, based on this Kesef Mishnah, that it's poshut that by Shrotzim as well, there is no Tumas Netzel. If the Rambam understood that the suffix of our Gemara was specifically by Behema, so all we have is that Netzel of an Adam is Vadei Metame, Netzel of a Behema is Suffik Metame, but other Balei Chayim, like Oif, the Rambam says, it's clearly Tahar. There is no Halacha L'moshe Mi-Sinai of Netzel. So therefore, Shrotzim as well, there'll be, the Rambam's opinion would be that there is not even a Suffik, there is no Din of Tumas Netzel Bechlal. However, according to the way we understood the suffix of the Gemara, that the mashmas of the Gemara is that the suffix is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai of Netzel Adam said that Netzel Adam is nechshav kebasar, or is there a general halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that Netzel is considered kebasar, not just Netzel Adam, even Netzel HaBehema? So then the pashtus would be that if, according to the second side of the Gemara, there is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that netzel is always kebasar, not just netzel adam, but even by behema was said halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the pashtus would be that hu adin by oif and by shratzim, you would have the same suffix. It's the same suffix. Is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai unique to a human being? Or is it a general halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that netzel is nechshav kebasar? So then it would come back to the question, what does the Rambam hold? Why does the Rambam hold that by netzel of an oif, it's pashut that it's tahar, and if someone eats the netzel of nevelas oif tahar, then he is not tameh? L'chor, it should be tali on the suffix of our Gemara, is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai of netzel unique to netzel adam, netzel basar of a human basar, or is it a general halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that netzel is considered by basar, considered basar even not by a human being, even by a behema, ememela, oif, and other bali chayim as well? So in the Sefer Be'er Yaakov Simen Nun Zayin, the Be'er Yaakov was written by Rav Chaim Yaakov Arieli Zatzal, the father of Rav Asher Arieli Shlita. In the Sefer Be'er Yaakov, he explains the Shitas HaRambam a little differently than the way the Kesef Mishnah understands it. He explains that when the Rambam says that Netzel of an Oif Tahar is definitely Tahar, that's because the Rambam holds that the din of Nevelas Oif Tahar, that we find that if you come in contact to it, you're not Tameh. The only Tumah is Bebeis HaBliya when you eat it. There's a Tanai that it has to be Bederech Achila. Only if someone eats the Nevelas Oif Tahar Bederech Achila is it Metameim. And he brings that the Mabit in Kirya Sefer, Hilchas Sha'ar Avos HaTumos Perek Gimel, says this a number of times, that the din of nevelas oif tahar, that it's metami bebeis habliya, is not just if it is in the makam called the beis habliya, the throat, the place where a person swallows, but it's specifically bederech achila, because only it's a maisa achila that's metameim. And if it's the maisa achila, it has to be bederech achila. And the truth is, the Brisker Rav in the Chidushei Hagriyas in Zvachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph shows this way from the Gemara in Menachas Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. And the Pashtus of that Gemara in Zvachim as well is that the only time it's Metame is if you do a Maisa Achila, Bederech Achila. And this is all not like the Torah of Reb Chaim Brisker in Hilchas Shar Ovis HaTumos, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, says that the Rambam holds that it's not the Maisa Achila, Bederech Achila, that's Metame. The Beis HaBliya just happens to be the Makom that we learn that there is Tumah. That's where it is Metame, but it doesn't have to be Bederech Achila. But Reb Chaim himself in that piece shows that the Gemara in Zvachim is Mavur otherwise, that the Gemara in Zvachim is Mavur, that only if it's Bederech Achila, the Maisa Achila is Metame. Just Reb Chaim wants to go and be mechadish there that the Rambam doesn't paskin like that Gemara in Zvachim. Ayin Sham in his Shtikl Torah, but the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, Ois Tes Vav, and a number of other Achroinim, including the Chazainish in his Gilyonis under Reb Chaim, say that the Rambam does paskin like that Gemara in Zvachim. In which case, the Yesoy that we're saying now from the Mabit, the Kiryas Sefer, would Lachorah be the Shitas HaRambam as well, that the only time Nevelas Oif Tohar is Metame, when it goes into the Beis Abliya, is if a person is doing a Maisa Achila, Bederech Achila. If that's the case, said Reb Chaim Yaakov Arieli, that when a person is eating the Netzel of Nevelas Oif Tohar, the Rambam would hold Bepshitus that that's not Metamehim. Of course, there's a suffix in our Gemara. Maybe the halacha l'moishe misinai of netzel was not said only by human flesh. Maybe it was said even by other animals. But by nevelas oif tahar, that wouldn't be totally on the shaila of our Gemara. Because if someone eats netzel, which we come out saying that it's not roi l'achila b'chlal, it's not even roi l'achilas kelev, so then that can't be considered b'derech achila. And therefore, if he puts that in his beis habliya, it's definitely not metameim. Not because there is no halacha l'moishe misinai that said by netzel oif. If there is a halacha l'moishe misinai said by netzel behema, on that side of the Gemara, then there's a general halacha l'moishe misinai by all bali chayim. But specifically by the tumma of nevelas oif tar b'beis habliya, if there is a tanai that it has to be b'derech achila, so then that already precludes the netzel. Because when a person eats netzel, that can't be considered b'derech achila, since it is nifsal already me'achilas kelev. And that's why the Rambam would hold that if a person eats netzel of nevelas oif tahar, then he is definitely going to be tahar. And according to this, you wouldn't say like the Minchas Chinuch said based on the Kesef Mishnah. The Minchas Chinuch said that if the Kesef Mishnah says B'das HaRambam that the suffix of our Gemara is specifically by Behema, but not by Oif. By Oif, it's Pashat that there is no Halacha L'moishe Misinei of Netzel. So who adin by other Balei Chayim, like Shrotzim, there is no Halacha L'moishe Misinei of Netzel. But according to the Mahalach of the Be'er Yaakov, we're not saying that the Rambam understood that the suffix of our Gemara is specifically by Behema and not by other Balei Chayim. No, according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that there's a halacha l'moishe misinai of netzel by behema, so then there could be a halacha l'moishe misinai of netzel by shrotzim and other balei chayim as well, because the suffix of the Gemara is the din of netzel said only by Adam or by other balei chayim as well? All the Rambam says is specifically by Nevelas Oif Tahar, the Halacha L'moishe Misinai would not be relevant, because Nevelas Oif Tahar is only Metame Bebeis Habliya when the person consumes it Bederech Achila, and there is no Bederech Achila when it comes to the Netzel of Nevelas Oif Tahar, because since Netzel is not Roi L'Achila, therefore it's not called that he consumed it Bederech Achila. The Mishnah LaMelech in Hilchas Shar Ovis HaTumois, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, is Ma'orer, Akasha on the Rambam, that if the Rambam says that Nevelas Oif Tahar is not included in the Safik of Agamara, and it's Pashat that if a person eats Netzel of Nevelas Oif Tahar, he is Tahar, how does the Rambam learn our Gemara that the Gemara says Toshma, that we want to bring a raya to the shiloh of Netzel by Behema, from the Braisa of Himchu Be'ur Tameh, Bechama Tahar, that since Himchu B'Kchama is Tahar, we see that there is no din of Netzel. Hare, that Brisa is referring to Nevelas Oif Tahar, Kimafurish in the Rambam over there in Halacha Yud, and in Toisvis Bayaz, Dibur HaMaschel Tashma. So we see that the Gemara is assuming that if we can bring a Brisa to show us that there is no din of Netzel by an Oif, so then there is no din of Netzel by a Behema as well. And it's l'chayr not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that netzel by behema is a suffix since it's an ibayad lo yifshita, but the netzel of an oif is pashut that it's tahar. How could that be? In our Gemara, it's mashma that it's tali zebezeh. And if we've proven that there is no netzel by an oif, that would be a good raya that there is no netzel by behema as well. This is the kash of the Mishnah Lamelech, and it's discussed over here in the Chidushei Hagrach al Hashas, in the piece called Be'inyan Netzel, and the Chidushei Hagriz over here brings down Reb Chaim's Torah on this as well. In the Be'er Yaakov, in that piece in Simen Nun Zayin, he says, according to his Mahalach, in the Rambam, can answer the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. Because it's true, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that by Yimchuhu Bechama, it's not considered Afar, it doesn't have the status of dust. So therefore we understood that it has a din of a Maisa Achila, and it's Kederach Achila. If that's the case, the Gemara has a beautiful comparison between Netzel Oif and Netzel Behema. And if the Gemara shows from the Braisa that Netzel Oif is Tahar, so then that would be a raya to Netzel Behema as well. But specifically, Lamaskonas HaGemara, once the Gemara is Mechadish, that once it goes bad, it has a status of Ofar, and it's not even Roy L'Achilas Kelev, then the Halacha would be that the Netzel of an Oif Tahar is not called Kederach Achila. If that's the case, even though the Gemara ends off with an Ibaya de Loyev Shita when it comes to Netzel Behema, still when it comes to Netzel Oif, it's Pashut that it's Tahar. Because since we have that criteria that we need to have Bederach Achila, as the Mabit said in Kiryas Sefer, so therefore by Netzel of an Oif, that's precluded from that because it can't be considered Bederach Achila. So what was the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech that we see that the Gemara compares Oif to Behema? How could the Rambam say it's different? The answer is that was all in the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't realize that it's considered Ka'ofer, that it's not considered Bederach Achila. But once we come out at the end that it's not considered Derech Achila because it's not Roy L'Achila Skelev, therefore, the Rambam could be correct to say that it's an Ibaya Deloy of Shita by Netzel of Behema. And therefore, if someone comes in contact, B'magu V'masa, with the Nevela, with the Netzel of a Behema, it's Taka Asafik Tumah because of the Ibaya Deloy of Shita of our Gemara. Still, the Rambam says if a person eats the Netzel of Nevela Soif Tar, he's definitely Tar because Lafi the Maskonas HaGemara, that it's not Roy La'achila at all, it's considered Ka'ofar, Havale Ka'ofar, then it's Pasha that it's not Metami the person. Because Nevelas Oif Tahar, that's Metami Bebeis Abliya, is only when it's Bederach Achila, and the Netzel by definition cannot be considered Bederach Achila. The Gemara at the turn of the Amud brings the Mishnah in Machshirin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes, that says Kol HaNitzoik Tahar, and the Gemara brings on Amud Beis the Shita of Beis Shammai, that Af HaMikvah Shel Grisin V'Shel Pul is Tamei, Mipnei Shehisoy Ledes La'achay Reho. Since a drop of it jumps back into the first mashke, therefore the top mashke is considered tamei according to Shitas Beis Shammai. What is the hesber in Shitas Beis Shammai? So what if a drop of the mashke is soiledes lachirel, jumps back into the first mashke? So the Pirush HaMishnayis in Machshirin, in that Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Tes, says, Ki kesha nifsach hakiluach, when the flow stops, Feherik yodai chazar oisai amur hashoiseis asher hoyak tzasai b'mashkin tmeim l'mashkin asher b'kliha elyon atar. A little bit that was had already entered into the bottom kli that had the mashkim hatmeim jumps back into the original mashkim, the mashkim that are on top. V'yitamei hamashkim asher ha'iru mehem, that the mashkin that the pouring was from that first mashke, that becomes tamei because of that drop that jumps back and is metameit. The Rosh in the Pirush on the Mishnayis and Machshirin says the same Yesoid. Choyzer hakiluach ad lemala umetamei masha bekli ha'elyoin. That kiluach, that flow of liquid, jumps back into the top kli, and therefore it is metamei. However, the Chazonish in Machshirin, in Simen Hey Ois Yud Aleph, says that even though the Rambam and the Rosh say this Pshat in Beis Shammai, Tosfos in our Sugya learns differently. Tosfos here in Nazir Daf Nun Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Beis Shammai, explain, V'heim Mechabrim Ho'eichel Liois Yachad. that is mechaber the two parts to be yachad, to be considered together. The fact that it's soiledes lachayreho, that a little bit jumps back into the top kli, that defines for us that these things are mechuber, that they're considered one entity, and therefore it is metame. Says the Chazainish, according to Tosfos, the fact that it's soiledes lachareo is not with the gedder, that the things from the bottom kli are metame, the thing in the top kli. Rather, it's machshiv es dibukoi ze boze, v'choshiv chibur gam benitzuk. That Peshame holds that that's considered nizdabik, that's considered connected, and once it's a chibur, so then if it's nizchaber to the davar tame, it itself in the kli ha'elyon becomes tame as well. Says the Chazainish, memela there are a few nafkaminas between Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rambam. And in both cases, the Tosfos comes out l'chumra. Firstly, says the Chazainish, according to the Tosfos, the mashkim in the kli ha'elyon is tameh even before you stop the flow. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, only once you stop the flow, then the mashkin from the bottom goes spritzing back onto the elyon and it's metameh. But according to Tosfos, once the thing is being poured and it's considered nischaber, because if you were to stop it, then some would jump back into the top kli, that already defines it that it's called nischaber, it's machshev es dibukai zeh bozeh, v'choshev chibur, memela, that applies even before you actually stop the flow, so Tosfos would be machmir in such a case, and the Rambam and the Rosh will be mekel. In addition to that, says the Chazainish, im yafsik es hanitzoik, b'sakin ruchava, if you're mafsik the flow with a wide knife, shalo yisloid me hatachtoin le'elyoin, that there is not b'metzias, it's not going to jump back into the elyoin. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, the elyoin does not become tummy, because in this situation, l'maisa, the mashkim hatachtoinim will not be metami the elyoin. However, according to Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference if you're mafsik it with a sakin rechava, because it's not the mashkin hatachtoinim that are metami the elyoin. It's just machshiv the dibukai to be considered a dibuk and a chibur biyachad. And memela, even before you use any knife, before you mafsik the kiluach, it's tameh. And even if you use with a sakin rechava, according to Tosfos, it will be tameh. The Rashash in Machshirin is ma'oyer a question on the pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh, which is also the pshat that the Rashash brings from the Rav. The Rav in Machshirin over there goes al derech the Rambam, that the reason why Beis Shammai is machmir is because since the kiluach jumps back to the mashkim el yoinim, it's metame masha bekli ha'el yoinim. And the Rashash asks Akasha based on the words of the Vilna Gaon in his Sefer Elio Rabba in Taharos Pereches Mishnetes. That Mishnah in Tahara is also brought down in Gittin Daf Tezayin, says Hanitzoik v'hakatafris umashke tefach einon chibur loy l'tuma v'loy l'tahara. A nitzoik, when you have that flow of liquid from a kli ha'elyon to a kli ha'tachtoin, is not considered a chibur. So the Vilna Gaon asks, what's the maila that it's not considered a chibur and therefore it's not matami the kli ha'elyon? L'maisa, if there is a connection, a direct flow between the mashkin and the kli ha'elyon to the mashkin and the kli ha'tachtoin, that mashkin tmeim in the kli ha'tachtoin, each drop of liquid will be metame, the drop that's next to it. Kol tipa v'tipa mitame b'chaverta. Every drop then, as we go up, is becoming tame from the tipa that's closer to the liquid hatachtoinim, because the liquid hatachtoin is metami the tipa she'etzla, and that tipa is metami the tipa she'etzla, because the rule is, as we know from Psachim Yud Dalet Amid Beis and from other places, that when mashkin is metami other mashkin, it's metami liyos tchila, it makes it a rishon latoma, and therefore it could be chayzer metami the mashkin that's next to it. Memela, if you carry that straight up, automatically it's going to be metame the mashkim that are in the kli ha'elyon. So what does it help that we have defined in the Mishnah in Taharis that a nitzok is einay chibur l'toma, l'chayra, it's anyway going to be metame the mashkim in the kli ha'elyon, because the mashkim in the kli ha'tachtoin will be metame the mashkin that's every tipa next to the tipa hatmeya, and memela, it's going to be metame the mashkim that are in the kli ha'elyon. Says the Vilna Gaon, we must say to answer this kasha that the Mishnah is referring to a tvul yoim that touches the mashkem. He's the one who's pouring the mashkeh from the kli ha'elyon to the kli ha'tachtoin. And the rule is then that if a tvul yoim is metame mashkeh, the mashkeh does not become tame, it becomes pasul, which means that it itself is tame, but it doesn't have koyach to be metame any further. And if that's the case, we're talking about a tvul yoim pouring the mashke, and it's metame the mashkim in the kliat achtoin. When is a tvul yoim metame mashkin? By chulin, a tvul yoim has the status of a sheni latumah. He's not metame mashkin bechlal. It's only by mashkin of truma, which goes until the level of shlishi, and therefore a tvul yoim that's pours into the mashkim hatmeim, mashkim hatachtoinim, that makes that mashkin, only if it's a mashkin of truma, it makes that mashke apostle. And Mamela, the Mishnah in Taris that says, Hamnitzik is not a chibur linyan tuma, says the Vilna Goyin, it must be talking about a tvul yoim, who's pouring into mashkim tmeim that are mashkim of truma, and therefore it becomes puzzle but not tamei. In other words, it itself becomes tamei but not with the koyach to be mitamei further. And therefore there's no question that it should be mitamei the tipa she'etzla. Because adarabba, it can't be mitamei the tipa she'etzla. It doesn't have koyach to be mitamei. The only way it could be mitamei the kliya elyon is if it's rendered a chibur through this nitzuk. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that a nitzuk is not a chibur, loy l'tumah v'loy l'tara. And therefore once it's not a chibur, the mashkim in the kliya elyon remain tahor. The etzem pshat of the Vilna Goyin is mefurish in the Chidushei HaRaivid in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and in the Me'iri to Avodah Zarah over there, he brings this pshat in the name of the Raivid as well, that the Mishnah is talking about b'mashkin shel truma, that the mashkim hatachtoinim are mashkim of truma, v'noga tful yoim be'echad mehem, and the tful yoim touch that mashkin, she'posel ve'enei poisel, that since it's touched only by a tful yoim, not a regular tamei gamur, the mashkim shel truma become pasel, the enoi poisel, and it doesn't have a koyach to pasel. And if it would be called a chibur, hakol echad, vitamei, it would all be one entity, and therefore be tamei. But since the Mishnah says that it's enoi chibur, therefore it's not mitamei, but the etzim pshat of the Vilna Goyin is mefurish then in Rishonim, in that Raivit and the Meiri, that the Mishnah is talking about a tful yoim that shenoga b'mashkim shel truma. If that's the case, frekter ashash, what is going on over here? That the Bar Tanura learns, like the Rambam and the Rosh, how can we say this pshat? The whole din of Nitzuk is only Noigea if we're talking about a Tvul Yoim that's touching Mashkim Shel Truma, that's Tamei. If it's not talking about a Tvul Yoim, if it's talking about a regular Tamei that's touching Mashkim, so then it's Metamei Samashkin Liya is Tchila, and anyway, it's Metamei Kol Tipa She'etzla all the way back up into the top Kli. So the whole nafkamina of the Mishnah is only if we're talking about a tvul yoim shenaga b'mashkim. If that's the case, a tvul yoim who touches the mashkin, that it's posel ve'enu poisel, how can we say that Beishamai holds that the mashkin shebekli ha'elyoin becomes tamei because the mashkim of the kli ha'tachtoin is soyledes la'chayreha, jumps back and is metameit? L'chayra, it doesn't have koyach to be metamei. It's mashkin shel truma that is posel ve'ena poisel because it became posel through coming in contact with the tvul yoim. Says the Rashash, it must be that the pshat in the Mishnah in Beishamai is the kivon disoyled des la'achireh, since it jumps backwards, chashivi chibur. That renders it one entity. That makes it a chibur. To have a ki'ilu kuloi gush echad, it's ki'ilu, it's one entity. V'chein nireh midivrei ha'toisvis benazir nun amid beis. And the Rashash says that that's how it seems from toisvis as well, not like the Rav. So what we said before, that the Chazon Ish in Machshirin points out that there's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam and the Rosh learned that it's because the mashkim hatachtoinim are poisel the elyon. But says the Chazon Ish, the lashon of our Tosfos sounds like it's a different word. V'heim mechabrim ha'oicha liyos yachad. We have already now a source in the Rashash that there are these two pshatim. And the Rav is of course learning like the Rambam and the Rosh that it's because the mashkim hatachtoinim are poisel the elyonim. But Tosfos Taka says otherwise. Tosfos says that it's because it's one chibur. If it's one chibur, that even by a tvul yoim shenaga b'mashkin shel truma, which makes it posel ve'enei poisel, but still since it's one chibur according to Beishamai, therefore the mashkim el yoinim will become tamei, which comes out that the Vilna Goyin and the Raivid understood that this Mishnah only makes sense if we're talking about a tvul yoim, but the Bar Tanura and the Rambam and the Rosh clearly are not talking about a tvul yoim. They're talking about a regular tamei who is mitamei the mashkim atachtoinim, and it does have koyach to be mitamei if it's seiledes lachayreha, it jumps into that mashkim el yoinim, it's mitamei the mashkim el yoinim. And if that's the case, the bam kasha of the Vilna Goyin comes back. So what's the pshat in that Mishnah that says that the nitzok is not a chibur? Only Beishamai is saying that because it's soiledes lachayreha, but the other Tanoim hold that since the nitzok is not a chibur, it's not matame, l'chayra, even without any mashkin jumping back into the alyonim, but every mashke is matame the tipa she'etzla, which is matame the tipa she'etzla, and it becomes liyos tchila, becomes a rishon latuma, which is matame mashkin further, and automatically the mashkin alyonim should become tame. The emes is though Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel, Perachav Zayin, and the Chazon Ish over there in Machshirin Simen Hey Ois Yud point out that the Rambam seems to not hold like the Vilna Gaon. The Rambam Lishitas Litaka doesn't learn that Mishnah like the Vilna Gaon. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Eichlin, Perak Zayin Halacha Aleph, says Hanitzak Einoi Chibur, that Mishnah that says that Hanitzak is not considered a Chibur, Ketzad Hayamaarim Mashkin Tohirim Latoich Kli Tame, if you're pouring Mashkin Tohirim into a Kli Tame, Va'afilu Algabe Hasheretz, and even onto a Sheretz, which is Metame, Hareha Omud Hanitzak Tahar, that part that's being poured in is Tahar. So the Rambam says that we're not just talking about a mashkin that is pasul ve'ein a paisel, like a mashkin shel truma that's talking about a tful yoyim. We're talking about even if it's poured on top of a sheretz, which surely has a koyach to be metame. So you see that the Rambam did not learn like the Vilna Gaon. The Rambam must have another answer to the Vilna Gaon's kasha, why we don't say that the mashkin is metame, the tipa she'etzla, and that tipa she'etzla all the way up till the top. And it's not the teretz of the Vilna Gaon. The Rambam learned kibshutoy that we're not talking about mashkin shel truma, that a tful Yoim touched it. We're talking about a regular tummy person touching the bottom mashkim or touching a sheretz on the bottom kli, and therefore it's not the case like the Vilna Gaon and the Ravid learn. But and that stems with our Rambam taka, that the Rambam holds that soiledes lachirel, that the reason of Beis Shammai is that the mashkim atachtoinim spritz up into the mashkim while yoinim and actually are metamiyit, because we are talking about mashkim that have a koyach to be metamiyit. If that's the case, what do we do with the Vilna Gaon's kasha according to the shitas Rambam and those who learn like the Rambam, the Rosh and the Bar Tanura? So there are two other drachim to answer the kasha of the Vilna Gaon. One is said by the Teferes Yisrael in that mishnah in Taharis, Paraches Mishnah Tes, in the Boyaz Ois Yudalid, that he says that hold in that a mashkin is metame other mashkin is not the oiraisa. It's mevur in Psachim Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph that's a dinder abonon, and this that the mashkim hanitmoim, the mashkin that become tame, are considered a tchila. That he says is surely a gzeira derabanan. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that's a gzeira midrabanan, that it's metame is hamashkin liya is tchila. If that's the case, says the Teferes Yisrael, loy hech miru ba kulehai. Even though there is a din like this derabanan, but since it's only midrabanan, they weren't machmir kulehai to say that it would become tamei benitzuk, and therefore, when something is poured in, we're not going to say that the mashkin is metamei the tipa she'etzla, because that's a mechudishtika application of the din of mashkin metamei mashkin. When mashkin tameim come into regular contact with a different mashke, then it's metamei midrabanan, and it's metamei at liyos tchila. But in one nitzuk, that we're going to be machmir and say that one drop she'etzla is mitami the other drop all the way up until the kli ha'elyon, that's considered an added chumrah, and that because of the nature of this tumah, which is only midrabanan, the rabanan were not machmir kulehai, and therefore the kli ha'elyon does not become tameh, the mashkin, the kli ha'elyon do not become tameh unless it's rendered a chibur, and that's the chiddush in the Mishnah in Taharis, that the nitzuk is not a chibur l'tumah. That is the Mechudesh Tekepshat, that the Teferes Yisrael says that here the Rabbanan were not going to be machmir to make that din of Tumas Mashkin Bechlal. However, Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher, in that piece in Shar Gimel, Perachov Zayin, says a different teretz to the Kasha. And he says that the Gemara in Chulin daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara in Nido daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, says a Yisoid, that there's something called Tumas Beis Hastarim, Tuma in a hidden place. And Tumas Beis Hastarim, the Gemara says, is not Metame. If Tuma is in a hidden place that's not Nikr, La'ayin, then that Mago, that connection, that contact of Tuma is not Metame. Memela says, Reb Shimon Shkop, that it could be that the Mashkin, that one drop is touching the other drop, that also is considered Beis Hastarim, even though it's not really in a Beis HaSeser. Mikol Mokim Beis Hastarim, who says Reb Shimon, Doha'ein Nikr Mago'am, because that contact, we can't really be makirid, it's not so discernible. The rak b'soyledes la'achayreha nikr maga asa. Only if it's soyledes la'achayreha, like Beis Shammai say, then we say it's soyledes la'achayreha, it touches the top mashkim, that's nikr maga. But the actual maga, as you're watching a drink or any liquid being poured from one kli into the other, that to see that one drop is touching the other drop that's right next to it, that's something that's not nikar la'ayin, it's there within the mashkim and it's not on the surface, it's not something that's nikar. Therefore, that could have the status of Tumas Beis Hasdarim. That is a mechudesh de ketzushtel to the concept of Tumas Beis Hasdarim, but Reb Shimon Shkop says that we could say such a tzushtel in Lamdus, and Reb Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Pesachim, Dav Yud Ches Amir Aleph, in Simen Pei Dalid, says that it's actually a machloikas vishayinim, that Rashi in Pesachim holds that by mashkim that's being poured, that's not called Tumas Beis Hasdarim, but Reb Chanan says that Toises over there, on Yud Ches Amir Aleph, Dibur Amaschil Ha, holds that that's called Tumas Beis Hasdarim, because it's not Nikr Maga, and I'll be mitzayin to you the Mikdash David as well, in Taharos Simen Mem Dalet Ois Gimel, that he says the same Shtikl Torah as Rabbi Chanan, that Rashi and Toises in Pesachim Daf Yud Ches are arguing about this, and Toises Taka holds a Chiddush that that's called the Tumas Beis Hasdarim. If that's the case, Rabbi Shimon Svara has a Makar Beshitas HaToises, and therefore we could say this Pedas HaRambam V'Harash as well, that maybe they Taka hold we're not talking about a Tvul Yoimir, as we showed from the Rambam. We're talking about a regular Tomei person that touches, and therefore the mashkim shebekli atachdoin become tamei in a way that it could be metamei the mashkim and the kliya elyoin. And therefore, if it's soiledes lachayreho, it is metamei the mashkim and the kliya elyoin. Aye, what are we going to do with the Vilna Goyin's kasha? That by every nitzayk, what does it help to say that it's einoi chibur? Let's just say that one tipa is metamei the tipa she'etzla all the way up to the kliya elyoin. That we say no. If it's not considered a chibur, just the tumas hamashkin of being metamei the tipa she'etzla is begeder tumas be. And if that's begedet Tumas Beis Hasdarim, it's not metame. The only way it could be metame is if it's considered a chibur, if it's considered one entity, not that it's metame, the mashkin shebekliya elyon, but in itself is one chibur, dibuka izeh bezeh. Therefore, we're going to say that if the other Tanoim hold that a nitzok is not a chibur, therefore it won't be metame. The Vilna Goyin clearly learned, not like this Yisoid of Reb Shimon Shkop, the Vilna Goyin, when he asked his kasha and proved that we must be talking about a tvul yoyim that was naga b'mashkin shel truma, and the Ravid that says the same thing in Avodah Zarah, they clearly learned that this was not called Tumas Beis Hasdarim, the way the Achrenim are saying from Rashi and Psachim. And that's why they had to say that we're talking about a case where a Tful Yoim touched the Mashkin Shel Truma. It's Pasel Ve'ena Paisel. But according to the Shitas HaRosh HaRambam, L'chayr, we will have to say like Reb Shimon Shkop, unless we say the Teretz of the Teferis Yisrael, but we'll say the Teretz of Reb Shimon Shkop, that the Tuma of the Mashkim, when one is Matami, the next Tipa, that would be together Tumas Beis Hasdarim. And since the rule is Tumas Beis Hasdarim Loi Mitamio, it doesn't make something Tame, therefore we don't say that one Tipa is Matami, the Tipa She'etzla, and the only way it can have a status of Tuma is if it's considered a Chibur, and the other Tana hold the nitzik is not a chibur. Beis Shammai holds that it's metami the kliya elyoin because it's soiledes lachayreha. That is already not tumas beis hasdarim. That's a tuma that's nikar la'ayin, nikar maga, and therefore Beis Shammai hold that the mashkim hatachtoinim could be metami the mashkin ha'elyoinim. We will end today's shir with an interesting yedia legabi the last sugya on Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about the shear of Molei Tarvid Rekev, which means a ladleful of Rekev of the mace, which is Mitame Tumas mace, and a Nazir's Megalei Achaleha. But there are many sizes of ladles. So what exactly is the shear of Molei Tarvid? So the Gemara brings a machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah says it's the amount of Rekev that could fit in the palm of someone's hand. And Rabbi Yochanan says Molei Chofnav. What exactly is Malay Chafnav, which literally means a fistful? So the Karen Oira is Medayik that there's a Machlaikis Rishayim about this. Because the Lashon of the Mefarish is that Malay Pisas Yad is Beloy Etzbois, and Malay Chafnav is Bahadei Etzbaisav. And it's Mashma that the entire Machlaikis Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is, do we include the fingers or not? Chizkiah says that the shear is a smaller shear, just what fits in the palm of a hand. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the entire fistful, which includes the palm and the area of the fingers. And the Karen Oira says that in the Yushalmi, it's mashma like that. In the Yushalmi, in our Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, it's mashma that the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan is just that it includes the fingers, but we're still talking about only one hand, one fistful, because the Lashon of the Yushalmi is Molei Hayad HaGedoyla, which is referring to one hand. But the Karen Oira says that in the Lashon HaRambam, it's Meduyik differently. The Rambam, when he brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that's how he paskins in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, he says, Va'al Molei Chafnayim Rekev Hameis. The Lashon Meloichof Naim says the Keren Oira is mashma, we're talking about two fistfuls. So the Machloikis Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is not just whether you include the fingers, but it's that Chizkiah says that it's one palmful, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the shear is much bigger. It's the fistful which includes the fingers, but Meloichof Nov, two Meloichof Naim, two fistfuls. That is the Lashon of the Rambam and Hilchas Tumas Meis as well, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, when he's talking about the shear of Molei Tarvid Rekev. The truth is that the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis in Kalim says this quite openly. In Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Yud Beis, the Rambam says that the shear of Molei Tarvid Rekev is Meloi Shtei HaYodayim Yachad. So we don't just have to be medayik from the Lashon of Chafnayim, that the Rambam is mashma, that it's two fistfuls, but the Rambam says clearly there, Meloi Shtei HaYodayim Yachad. So it seems that the Rambam holds differently than the Mefarish here, and the Keren Oira is Mitzayin, that we find that Nusach in Parshas Achrei Mois, in Perek Tez Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, when it's talking about the Ketoiris on Yom Kippur, it says, Umaloi Chafnov Ketoiris Samim Daka, and there Maloi Chafnov means two hands, as is Mefurish in the Ibn Ezra, another Rishayim Alatayra, that Chafnov is Shnehem, two fistfuls, Al Kopanim, that's how the Rabbam understands the Lashon of Maloi Chafnov for Rabbi Yochanan as well. So Lekuli Alma, it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan is saying a bigger shear, which comes out of Kula, that it's Molei Tarvid Rekev is not Metame if it's just Molei Pisa Sayad. It's only Metame if it's the greater shear of Molei Chofnov. But it's a Machloikis Rishayim how big the shear is. According to the Mefarash, Rabbi Yochanan is just adding a little bit, saying that it's not Molei Pisa Sayad, it's Molei Chofnov, it's the fistful, the palm with the fingers. And according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan is being very makel, extremely makel, that the only amount of Molei Tarvid Rekev that is Metame is if it's the amount of Molei Chofnov of Shteyadayim, two fistfuls of Rekev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.